Today we're going to take up case 16 of the Blue Cliff Records. A monk said to Ching Ching, "I am pecking from inside. I beg you, Master, please peck from outside." Ching Ching said, "But will you be alive?" The monk said, "I am living vigorously like this. If I were not alive, I would be laughed at." Ching Ching said, "You half-baked fellow." So, here we have an interesting dialogue here. With Ching Ching was a successor of Sui Fang. And Ching Ching instructed his students using a teaching device of breaking in and breaking out. And I love the whole imagery of this koan, the pecking from the inside and the pecking from the outside. And it really depicts so much of the relational dynamics between teacher and student, between Ching Ching and the monk here, and also the relational dynamics between outside phenomena, that also pecking from the outside, which we'll come to a little bit more in this case. And the teacher-student relationship is one of the pillars of Zen training, and it really demonstrates that cooperative, supportive relationship we have here with one another to create a community of awakening. And this metaphor, pecking from the inside, pecking from the outside, conjures up an image of breaking out of the shell of ignorance, coming out of the darkness into the light, breaking open the heart-mind. And on a more humorous note, this image conjures up for me, it's a bit like the Zendo sometimes, where we're all sitting on our cushions, it's like a bunch of chooks and hens there, sitting on your black cushions on your perches, pecking away, you know, and being diligent about your practice and trying to break out of that ego-enclosed shell, trying to give birth to yourselves. And in fact, Jean compiled, after she finished her koan study, I'm going to embarrass you, Jean, but it is a really delightful book here. And Jean collected images for all the cases in the Blue Cliff. And of course, she's got this wonderful image of the hen here. There he is. There's Ching Ching pecking. And you yourselves pecking away. So this is a story about the Master Ching Ching, who taught the community, saying, "In general, foot travellers must have the simultaneous breaking in and breaking out eye, and must have the simultaneous breaking in and breaking out function. Only then can they be called true patch-robed monks." It's like when the mother hen wants to break in, the chick must break out, and when the chick wants to break out, the mother hen must break in. This kind of synchronicity or co-arising of events and circumstances and conditions that come together for the opening of the mind. Thereupon, a monk came forward and asked, "When the mother hen breaks in and the chick breaks out, from the standpoint of the teacher, what does this amount to?" Ching Ching said, "Good news." The monk asked, "When the chick breaks out and the mother hen breaks in, from the standpoint of the student, what does this amount to?" Ching Ching said, "Revealing your original face." So this was the teaching style in the Ching Ching school. And so along comes the monk in this story, and he is a guest in this temple. And he understood the Ching Ching teaching style, therefore he questioned Ching Ching. The monk says, "I am pecking from the inside. In other words, I am breaking out. I beg the teacher to peck from the outside. Please break in." So the monk is saying, well, I'm doing my part of the practice. I'm living up to my part of the bargain and responsibility here. And we all have a responsibility to do our own inner work of waking up this Bodhi mind. And there's no God out there who's going to save you. No great guru out there or in here is going to give you Shaktipat and great blessing and sort of take away all your kind of problems. Yeah? You must work for your own liberation and freedom, which means coming back to the calm, coming back to the breath, coming back to this moment, over and over, as the Tanto, as Jean said. This is the kind of pecking that we need, just simply coming back to the breath, coming back to your calm, over and over. And pecking from the inside is also at times not buying into that negative, critical, harsh, judgmental stories about yourself. You know, that harsh judge that comes in there, that has its negative commentary. You know? Put it down. Put down that story. Put down that old belief. You know? Don't buy into the unworthy story or the inadequate story or I'm not enough story. You know? That's doing your inner work. Put that down, let it go. Sometimes we're also trying too hard with all this pecking. Yeah? We create so much tension for ourselves. I mean, after all, where is there to go? Where are you going, folks? And sometimes with that sort of trying so hard, we then identify with, you know, I'm the good Zen student or I'm the meditator. We identify with that sense of trying so hard to get it right. It just creates tension, gets in the way. For some of you, sometimes we've had those insights, you know, maybe that eggshell has been cracked open a little bit and you've had some experience either here or in the past or somewhere else or some other retreat. And it's like you're trying to get back to that experience, recreate that spiritual experience, recreate that high, that delightful kind of moment of insight. Well, that too is a problem. Yeah? That simply gets in the way of that opening up process again and again. You have to let go. You can't grasp that previous insight. Yes, you can have more insight, but you can't grasp and recreate it in that way. It just doesn't happen like that. So damn, you know. Like, so we can have these glimmers, you know, this opening up process, and many of you have had those insights, and there's an opening up in the mind. And then we get thrown back into our deep-seated conditioning, then we're back in our whirlpool of suffering again. So we come back and we keep doing that pecking. We keep doing our work, sitting on our cushion. And there's a process here of opening up. Right? That insight hasn't gone anywhere. It's just that we get caught up, right? In our conditions, our reactions, our judgments, our opinions, our stories. Right? When I studied with Yamada Roshi in Japan, he used that image of the eggshells. So there was like, it's like that image of the Russian dolls. You have the one doll inside the other. And he said the first peck, the first crack in the eggshell is relatively easy. You know? After a dedicated, you know, time in your practice, it's relatively easy to have a certain amount of insight. And he said that, you know, the layers inside get more subtle and harder to crack open. And so that we continue to do our deep work there until there's no eggshell at all. And so we keep doing our pecking from the inside, and we also live in a relational world and we need the support of the Sangha and like-minded companions of the way. We need the guidance and encouragement of wise and trusting teachers and leaders. And the teachings of knowledge, the knowledge of the teachings, are themselves a skillful peck. So the monk says, I beg you, master, please peck from the outside. Please break in. It's such an earnest request in asking for help. How could one refuse? And this request is based on a philosophical understanding in the Zhao Tung Chan tradition, which is using phenomena from the outside to awaken the student from one's deep-seated conditioning. So Ching Ching said, but will you be alive? Cleary's translation here is, can you live or not? If I give a skillful peck, the teacher's saying, will you be alive? So what's Ching Ching saying here? If I help you too much, it won't be any help at all. You have to be ready. You have to be mature. You have to be ripe. Just like when the fruit on the tree is ripe, it just naturally falls away. But if you pick the fruit too soon when it's green, then it's not going to mature into that natural sweetness and deliciousness. We know this too, and the fruit that we buy these days, a lot of it is, in fact, not ripened on the vine or the tree, and it's often put in cold storage, and so it just doesn't have that sweetness and deliciousness when it's picked too soon. There's another story that illustrates this point very well, that the student needs to be ripe, and illustrates also the point of the phenomena breaking in. And as the teacher Gui Shan asked the monk Xian Yang, what is your original face before your parents were born? One of those great primary koans. Xian Yang, who had been a scholar before ordaining as a monk, understood this to be a question of Buddhist doctrine and retired to his room to plough through the sutras and the texts to look up the answer. And after days of searching, 3 days, extensively, through his many, many volumes, he could not find any answer to this question. In fact, he couldn't even find the question, what is your original face? So he returned to Gui Shan. You must tell me. I'm obsessed, he said. What is the answer to this question? He pleaded. Gui Shan said, I could tell you, but that would only confuse you and you would later revile me later. Xian Yang, rather than trying to resolve it by means of intellectual research, decides to burn his books and then tend the garden of a national teacher's tomb. And he spent his days absorbed in his koan, what is my original face, while cleaning the grounds of the temple, sweeping the grounds, cleaning the tomb. And one day, while sweeping the garden with his broom, sweeping the stones, it caught a small stone which went sailing through the air and hit the bamboo with a resounding tock. With that sound, he suddenly realized his original face before his parents were born. And the hearer and the heard became one in that moment. That tock took everything away. That tock was the phenomena from the outside that penetrated his mind. Enraptured, Xian Yang returned to his teacher Gui Shan and exclaimed, your kindness is greater than that of my parents. Had such deep gratitude. If you had explained it to me, I would have never known this joy. Explanation just robs you of your own passionate inquiring, discovering for yourself alone that sacred gateless gate of freedom. So that's an example of the phenomena coming from the outside and awakening, penetrating the mind. So back to Ching Ching and the monk in this story. Ching Ching knows that if he breaks in and the monk breaks out, this process happens simultaneously on awakening. So he asks, but will you be alive or not? Are you ready? Are you right? You have to cook your own essential rice. Yeah? You have to do your practice. You have to do your pecking. In this opening up process, breaking in and breaking out, what is unavoidable is that you will lose your small, centered self, your small life. It's taken away into the great void. Ching Ching's skillful peck are the words that kill and the words that give life here. At that moment of awakening, the teacher and student are both forgotten. Who is it that breaks in and who is it that breaks out, after all? The world of self and other, that duality is seen through. The non-dual wisdom of the empty ground just comes crashing in. Here in the story, the monk has some eye. It's considered to have some insight. Because he says, I'm living vigorously enclosed like this. So the teacher scolds him because he's also self-conscious and a bit self-centered and is stuck in his ideas of inside and outside. You know, he's heard about this teaching style of breaking in and breaking out, and so he's got these ideas about that. So don't get caught between ideas of inside and outside. There's no inside and outside in the great field of emptiness. Then you can understand Pyorze's skillful peck at the very end here, where he says, you half-baked fellow. Yeah. What's Ching Ching doing here? He just holds up the mirror to the monk and reflects back exactly where the person is, right where you're at, right this moment in this condition. Right there. There it is. Right? We often have a saying that the Buddha is also only halfway there. Right where you are is the gate of emancipation. No inside, no outside. Can you bear witness to that? See into this condition just as you are. Just this. Nothing else. And the practice of breaking out and breaking in requires three essential ingredients here in the Zen training: great effort, great faith, and great doubt. So with the great effort, it is important to have that be also kind to oneself, yeah? Have a balanced effort. It's like walking the razor's edge. Yeah. Too much effort, too much straining plays terrible music. The strings of the lute are then too tense. Yeah. If it's too loose, it also plays terrible music. So you need to have a balance here of effort and letting go, on the other hand. Yeah. Wise effort, the effortless effort. Great doubt is to keep asking that question, keep coming back to your koan, to inquire deeper. So keep pecking from the inside, do your practice, tend to your chores, carry your koan. What is your original face? Carry it with you wherever you go. Be patient and kind with yourself. And it also requires great faith. Faith is a very interesting quality here. We don't talk a lot about faith in the Zen tradition. But the Pali word is saddha, saddha. Patrick gave a wonderful talk at the Dharma Gathering on faith, saddha. So it's not about the faith in a set of articles of belief that we are asked to subscribe to here, that many religions have. But It's faith and trust in your own true nature. That essential nature is within you. The Buddha said that within this fathom-long body lies the answers to the universe. Trust in your wise intention, the compass that brought you here, the compass of your heart that brought you here. Have faith in that. Trust in the process of the teacher-student relationship. Trust in the container of sesshin. Have faith in that. Trust in the sangha, like-minded friends and companions who have walked the way, who are walking the way with you. Trust in the mysterious unfolding of your experience, moment by moment, that simply reveals the way. Trust in the stones that mark the way. Trust in the birdsong that can penetrate and awaken the heart. Trust in the 10,000 things. They are all Dharma doors for awakening. Trust in this moment. Just the simplicity of this moment. And then all will be well, and all manner of things will be well. So keep pecking from the inside.